You might remember because it was only, 48 hours ago, I went to be a principal for a day, which is a program that puts just people in the community, mm-hmm. business people, people in the media, all sorts of people into schools and gives them the role of being a principal for a day, just so you can check out what is going on in schools in your area, but also just schools in general.
And what the experience of being a principal is like?
Yeah, I think so. It's more like looking at how you run a school and think about a school, but also it's getting to know what is going on in that particular school. And I feel so lucky mm-hmm. that I was put into the particular school I was put into, the Sydney Road Community School, which if you've ever been down Sydney Road in that Brunswick area, you will see a church that's sandwiched in between Savers
yes.
and I think another op shop on the other side.
Uncle Bosco.
That is Don Bosco, isn't
Don
it?
Don Bosco, that's it.
Not Uncle Bosco.
He's my uncle. He may be Don to you, but he's an uncle to me.
And it's set back a bit. And so I went in there and I met a school that blew me away.
I am meeting basically my doppelganger today, the principal, the
co-acting principal
of Sydney Road Community School.
Welcome, Jacinta.
I'm feeling pretty excited about this.
We're very excited to have you.
I could have brought Sammy Shah with me as my co-acting principal, but you know what? I'm going to act alone today. I will be a solo.
Well, I've heard you acting alone, and I think you're quite capable of doing it. This school was born out of the 70s. Education reform movements where students were basically asked what they wanted to learn every day. We've now evolved to the point where we deliver the Victorian curriculum, we deliver VCAL for senior students and VCE, but we individualise our programs to meet the needs of students so they can be successful.
I'm sneaking in. I am the principal.
Yes, yes,
hi.
Yes. Hello.
I'm your principal today.
Hello.
Debbie.
How are you?
Lovely
yes.
to meet you.
Yes.
You're the art teacher.
I am one of the art teachers. Yes, I am.
And you're a teacher aide.
Oh, you're a teacher aide. Very good. And I can see some incredible work, actually.
We are painting staff portraits.
Oh.
So we started with photographs and then they could work out which person they wanted to paint it.
How much do you love this class, being in this beautiful room? This building is gorgeous.
Well, sometimes I don't like it because sometimes I think it's boring, but painting is actually pretty fun, other than when you mess up the mouth.
Bella, are you in Year 9?
Yes.
Okay, Bella's going to be my right-hand person here to make sure this goes well. This is my first act as a principal. I'm nervous. Is it going to be all right?
Yes.
All right.
I would like to welcome Jacinta. She is our acting principal for the day from ABC Radio.
It has to be louder so that the people on radio think you're really excited that I'm here. I get to do a cool thing now too and give out some awards. Lucien Stubbs Brown. Oh, my... I want to know about this Bombardier Transportation.
Yeah, I went to Bombardier, worked on the V-Line trains. It was very interesting.
Well done.
Kind of crashed and burnt towards the end, but hey, it was pretty fun.
Okay, this is something I didn't expect was going to happen, but apparently we are now all going to share in morning tea in the portable.
We tried doing food before school. We tried doing it at lunchtime, but recess is when they need food.
Smart.
Yeah. So it's about
the blood sugars.
Yeah, and often there's lots of reasons why students don't eat breakfast. It's not just because they don't have access to it. Lots of people just don't eat in the morning. But if you catch them at recess, then you can keep them going for the rest of the day.
Yep.
And so it's part of our healthy eating program. So students now will have access to a hot meal, but also they're eating things that they normally didn't eat. And it's not fast food. It's not something that was frozen and put in an oven. It's actually cooked here on the spot.
This is a good way to live, isn't it?
It really is. Oh. Yeah. Sometimes when we don't have morning tea, there's a bit of an outrage.
Yeah, because you'd be working your whole blood sugar situation around it. And if it doesn't arrive...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've got to meet the dog. What's the dog's name?
Sydney.
Sydney.
She's a female Labrador Golden Retriever cross.
Later today, we have a dodgeball thing, and then at the end of each term, we have, we kind of versus another school to fight for, a shield, a trophy kind of thing.
I only started a week ago, and the school that I was at before... I would have 6 hour days and I wouldn't do almost any work. and now I have hour and a half days and I get all the work done.
Why did you come here? Why did you decide to move?
Well, originally it was because I had a lot of anxiety issues with my previous school. My whole family's just been... It's funny because my whole family's been more overjoyed than I have. So they're all really, really, really happy that I'm just in a school that I like now.
This is where various students come and produce instruments of different sizes.
We are in the middle of Junk Band, well, a small version of it, here with Ross. Mm-hmm. You make instruments with all of the students one by one.
That sounds fantastic, what you're saying, and mostly that is kind of true, but at the moment we're just really focusing on playing together a lot more. A lot of the instruments we're using have been built some time ago, and people just want to jump straight in and learn songs at the moment, so that's what we're doing.
So you've got some drums. You've also got a vocalist over here just sitting in, just doing it with a little mic. Do you play drums as well at all, or just mainly sing?
Mainly screaming and trying to be singing. If I play drums, the actual drummers would cry or hit me or something.
So they learn independently and then they come together?
Most of these people are playing in like rock bands as part of what they just do normally in year 7-8, and so they come with some skills already in that regard. What we're trying to do is just like pull the songs apart and focus on different things, like just dynamics and the flow of the song generally, rather than learning, I guess, specific parts that the song has.
So
we just try and make it work a different way.
This space is pretty phenomenal.
It is. It's a lovely space. Yeah, I love it.
And you've just been building instruments over the years?
Yeah.
Because you've been here for a while?
Yeah, we started doing this probably about 8 years ago with a bunch of students. We just were coming back from an excursion on the bus, and they just started kind of hitting the bits of the bus and, you know, doing the kind of like blowing on the end of the bottle kind of jug band kind of stuff. And we're like, this should be a band. And, you know, now I have a job doing that, so that's good.
So this is the church built in 1887. In front of you, you see the Sunday school, which is the hall that was built in 1921.
Alex, what year are you in?
11.
Have you been here since what year?
Last year.
And so why did you decide to come to the school?
Because I needed a new school.
Yeah. And has this been a much better place for you to be?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you like about it?
Teachers, the students, and everything about it.
Sydney,
it's
the dog?
I'm really good. And Sydney.
Oh, good on you. So how often... I will pet a chicken. We've got one of the girls here that Lucian told him for. That was me meeting a chicken.
Oh, I was wondering why the sudden joy.
The principal for a day was an incredible experience for me, and I was so lucky to go to a school like Sydney Road Community Road School that is just so innovative and agile and doing education in a really, really interesting way. It gave me a lot of hope and a lot of heart.